From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today we continue a series of studies in the book of Romans, messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Morning and Evening.
The text for today is from Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 6. The Lord, our righteousness. It will always give a Christian the greatest calm, quiet, ease, and peace to think of the perfect righteousness of Christ. How often are the saints of God downcast and sad? I do not think they ought to be. I do not think they would if they could always see their perfection in Christ. There are some who are always talking about corruption and the depravity of the heart and the innate evil of the soul. This is quite true. But why not go a little further and remember that we are perfect in Christ Jesus? It is no wonder that those who are dwelling upon their own corruption should wear such downcast looks. But surely if we call to mind that Christ is made unto us righteousness, we shall be of good cheer. What though distresses afflict me, though Satan assault me, though there may be many things to be experienced before I get to heaven, those are done for me in the covenant of divine grace. There is nothing wanting in my Lord. Christ hath done it all. On the cross he said, It is finished. And if it be finished, then am I complete in him, and can rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. You will not find on this side of heaven a holier people than those who receive into their hearts the doctrine of Christ's righteousness. When the believer says, I live on Christ alone, I rest on Him solely for salvation, and I believe that however unworthy, I am still saved in Jesus, then there rises up as a motive of gratitude this thought, Shall I not live to Christ? Shall I not love Him and serve Him, seeing I am saved by His merits? The love of Christ constraineth us, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them. If saved by imputed righteousness, we shall greatly value imparted righteousness.
Sin and fear, from guilt and
Imagine a boy growing up under the influence of a drunken father, participating in the violence and bloodshed of Northern Ireland in the 1970s, and being imprisoned in the Maze, the most notorious prison in the country. Yet, by the grace of God and the influence of caring loved ones, this young man's life was transformed by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So thorough was the change that Thomas Martin became a powerful preacher whose testimony and ministry has seen many men and women brought to new life in Christ. Thomas Martin's story of the miracle of God's saving grace has been set down in a book entitled Out of the Maze, written by Noel Davidson, and Let the Bible Speak is happy to make copies of this encouraging and heartwarming book available free of charge to all who request it. For a free copy of Out of the Maze, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of Out of the Maze, and we'll be happy to provide it. But don't delay. The supply of this book is very limited. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns will bring the concluding portion of a message entitled Slaves to Sin or to Grace, focusing upon Romans chapter 6, verses 15 through 23. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns has been showing that every member of the human race is a slave, either to sin or to grace. Indeed, each person willingly presents himself or gives himself deliberately to the dominion of either the devil or God. Fallen man has no power to deliver himself from slavery to sin. Believers in Jesus Christ are freed from slavery to sin as they obey from the heart the message of the gospel. They wholeheartedly embrace God's way of saving sinners. As in the ancient world, slaves lived according to the rule of their master, so in the spiritual world, every man lives under the domination of his master, whether it be Satan or God. Each choice leads to a definite end. Those who choose to obey the devil and sin will suffer eternal damnation. Those who by faith obey Christ will inherit eternal life. That raises the urgent question, whose slave do you choose to be? Now Dr. Cairns will conclude this message called Slaves to Sin or to Grace.
We're slaves of righteousness, slaves of justification. That is, justification meaning pardon and acceptance with God. Justification by grace through faith in Jesus Christ is now the governing principle, the master of our minds, the master of our will, which now commands our obedience. And that leads me to the last thing I've got to say. And it is this, verse 19 through 23. As slaves, we live according to the rule of our master. Notice what Paul says in verse 19, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. What he means is, given the weakness of our understanding, and I have to confess, as I have studied Romans, I understand what he means about the weakness of our understanding. I've spent hours and hours and hours and hours going through, pondering, reading what other people think, trying to come to grips with the massive thought of the greatest theologian. I know he's inspired, and therefore his word is inerrant, but even in human terms, the greatest theologian, the greatest mind the world has ever seen, and coming to grips with the depths of what he's saying here, I have understood how weak my understanding is. And I have no doubt that as you have listened to me, you said, I wish we had a preacher who could make a clear to us, because we feel how weak our understanding is. Well, Paul took this into consideration. He says, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. He says, almost apologetically, what I'm doing here, I'm using the imagery from the slave market just to try and take these great, great theological truths and bring them down to a level that you can relate to and you can understand. A slave can be a slave only to one master at a time. In this case, verse 19, we were slaves to, the idea is, impurity, uncleanness. We were also slaves to lawlessness. You see, here are two things. Lusting after uncleanness. Those are the lusts of the flesh. And repudiating every restraint that God's law would place upon us. And you'll notice how it multiplies. Impurity, lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, which would lead to more impurity, which would lead to more lawlessness. It's a downward spiral to the very dark depths of hell. That's sin reigning. I wonder, are you there tonight? Wonder, as you sit in God's house tonight, is that where you are? Where sin is the dominating force. It is the ruling, reigning principle, the monarch of your mind and of your will. You've been handed over. You've handed yourself over into his hands. But now notice this. Concerning believers, he says that God has set us free. Set us free. The word free is an important word. It was a great word that Christ used in Romans 8. It's a word that Paul uses in his epistles. No writer in the New Testament pays such attention to the idea of Christian freedom, Christian liberty. Man, it makes me sick when I think of people of the Reformed persuasion, and I'm one of the Reformed persuasion, who have brought this idea of Christian liberty down to such a sick level that it's simply a license for them to go out and drink booze. It's their liberty to take alcohol. Paul was talking of something altogether more glorious when he's talking about freedom. It's freedom from condemnation. It's freedom from the bondage of having to establish our own righteousness before God by our own works. It is freedom from the thraldom and the dominion and the reign and the mastery of sin. He has set us free and He has placed us in the hands of a new master. Grace. Grace personified as the Master is really a word for Christ our justifier, Christ our righteousness. That's what He's done for us. Therefore, He says, verse 19, yield yourselves, hand yourselves over to this new Master. And let me point out to you, and I really should take an extra week on this alone. Of course, I've dealt with 100 things tonight I should take an extra week on. But I don't have those weeks. Christians wonder, how can I really be holy? How can I really get victory? How can I really live the life that I ought to live? I want you to notice this, that it is righteousness that produces holiness. It is justification that produces sanctification. It is understanding what your position is in Christ and reckoning on it and acting on it. That's what gives you actual holiness of life. There's no dichotomy in the Bible, there's no great severance in the Bible between justification and sanctification, and this notion that holiness is to be attained by me giving you a list of rules, regulations, and principles and saying, do this, cut your hair a certain way, wear a certain color of shoes, have a certain kind of suit on, and all that, do, and you'll be holy. You keep on doing those things, and many of them are good things to do, and you'll still be as unholy inside as ever you were before. You need to be justified in order to be sanctified. You need the grace of God taking you out of the mastery of sin and putting you into the hands of Christ, your justifier, in order to be holy. And the beautiful thing, verse 20 through 22, makes it clear that the old tyrant sin can no longer enslave you. When you were a slave of sin, you were free of righteousness. We all remember that. You have no power to do anything that would please God or merit His grace and salvation. You were free from righteousness. You see, slaves of sin can't produce righteousness. They can't save their souls. They can't gain acceptance. And they have no motive power to produce holiness. And I want you to notice this. If you're not saved, I'm going to take a minute to emphasize this in verse 21. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you're now ashamed? The idea of fruit is what benefit? Some of you may not be saved, and as the Lord speaks to your heart, the devil kicks up and he brings many arguments and tells you what you'll... And this is a favorite argument of the old liar, the devil. What you're going to lose, what you've got to give up to be a Christian. What you've got to give up. That's like saying to a man dying of cancer, to be healed, you've got to give up your cancer. I mean, that's rubbish. It's a lie. Here Paul says, what fruit, what benefit did you have in those things? And I ask any sinner, what benefit do you have? Anything that keeps you from Christ, there come a day when you will be thoroughly ashamed of that thing. What a day when you stand before God and say, Lord, I give up Christ. I give up the call of the gospel. I give up my soul because of the supposed benefit, the gain of sin. I want to tell you, my friends, sin is a terrible taskmaster and tyrant, and sin is 100% loss. Slaves of sin gain no benefit, for the end result, the end of those things, is death. However, slaves of God, verse 22, have fruit unto holiness. You see, if you're justified, you want to live holy. The carnal mind says, hey, you're justified, you can live whatever way you like. But the Christian's answer is, yeah, I wish I could always do what I like, because I like to please God. I like to please my master. I like to do what the great master of my mind and will now commands. I like to have my life as a reflection of the grace that saved me. But no Christian ever says, I'm saved by grace without works, therefore it doesn't matter how I work, I can live like the devil and go to heaven. These people who say, oh, I'm saved, you know, I'm saved, I walked the aisle and I signed the card and I joined the church and I got baptized and I've done this and I've done that, I'm saved and I can do anything but go to hell. And they do it, well, they'll go to hell at the end of it. They'll go to hell at the end of it. For no man that's ever been justified, understand what I'm saying, no man that has ever been justified makes justification an excuse or a license to sin. It's the devil's lie. Justification is unto holiness, sanctification, and the end result is everlasting life. But that end result, you know, it's not the result of our holiness. That's the thing. Verse 23, it's the gift of God. Notice the significant change of terms in Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. The end of sin is the earned wages of one who has fought in the cause of sin, and that end result is death. The word wages is a word that has in it the idea of a soldier getting his wages. Remember earlier I pointed out Paul uses the word for the members of your body being used for sin, and he's using the word that normally means weapons. You make your hands, your feet, your eyes, your ears, your tongue, you make them weapons of sin. You are a soldier in the army of sin. And what he's saying is, payday is coming. Payday is coming. There's a great American preacher titled one of the most famous sermons preached in modern times in America, Payday Someday. The wages of sin. The end of a Christ rejecter's life is something that he has earned. But the end of bearing fruit for Christ is eternal life. It's not wages, but it's the gift of God. It's the crowning benefit of grace. It's the full enjoyment of the gift of righteousness through Jesus Christ our Lord. As we close tonight, we come full circle. Paul has maintained the truth of justification through grace by faith alone without works. He's talked about the sole merit and mediation of Jesus Christ. He's talked about the security of the believer in Jesus Christ without any works of his own entering into the picture. And he's made it clear that this truth is not a license to sin, but it's a platform to live in holiness. We're all slaves. We're all slaves. A great English preacher was going along in a train one day and he gave his testimony to a fellow traveler and invited him to Christ. And the man said, you are a fool. The preacher said, I'm Christ's fool. Whose fool are you? I'm a slave, but I'm Christ's slave. Whose slave are you? If you're here tonight as a slave of the tyrant sin, I'm here to tell you that the power that took this guilty, hell-deserving sinner out of the realm and reign of sin and handed me over to grace. I want you to get that picture in your mind and never, never forget it. I see God reaching down into the slave market of sin, seeing me, this willing servant and slave of sin. And I see the almighty hands of the living Christ. I see those nail-pierced, blood-sprinkled hands. And I see them reach down and lift me out of that realm of sin and hand me over to grace. That's the picture I want you to get. And that's what the Lord does. When you come by faith as a sinner to Christ, whose slave are you?
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.